From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Despite increased pressure from pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, the chief executive says he will not resign his post. However, Chief Executive C.Y. Leung did say his government is open to holding talks with demonstrators who have surrounded government buildings and occupied public streets to protest China's vetting of candidates in elections. But Mr. Leung says the protesters must back away from government property or face consequences. Health officials in the U.S. state of Texas say they are checking more than 100 people for signs of Ebola after they had contact with a man who has the disease. Thomas Eric Duncan was most likely exposed to Ebola while helping neighbors in Liberia, four of whom have since died. U.S. correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
Four of Thomas Eric Duncan's family members have been ordered to remain at home until October 19th or face possible criminal charges. They are just some of the 100 or so Americans who have come into contact with the man now under care at Texas Presbyterian Hospital for Ebola. While health officials have said the passengers from the same flights as Mr. Duncan are at no risk of contracting Ebola because he was not showing any symptoms at the time, United Airlines has released his itinerary from Brussels through Washington to Houston, while other sources have revealed his airline flights from Monrovia to Brussels. U.S. officials continue to remind Americans that to contract Ebola, a person must come into contact with the bodily fluids of an infected patient. With the news another person is in isolation in Hawaii for a suspected case, many Americans are not reassured that the Ebola epidemic can be controlled.
The Parliament of Turkey has voted to allow its military to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. A three-quarters majority approved the resolution, which also allows foreign troops to use Turkish territory as a base for their campaign against ISIS. Meanwhile, the United Nations has accused the Islamic State of committing staggering human rights abuses, which could constitute war crimes. The head of the UN's mission in Iraq has described the new report as terrifying. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Based on 500 interviews, the report details attacks against civilians, abductions, rapes, and executions. It documents what it calls an array of violations and abuses that are staggering, systematic, and widespread. The head of the mission in Iraq, Nikolai Mladenov, is now urging Iraq's leaders to unite to overcome IS and restore peace to the third of the country controlled by the insurgents. The report comes a day after the UN's mission announced at least 9,000 civilians had been killed so far this year, more than half of them in the last 3 months since the surge of IS.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. German internet company Rocket Internet fell 13% in its first day of trading. The disappointing performance cooled off excitement about a European tech boom. Ira Spitzer has more from Berlin.
Rocket Internet debuted on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as the most anticipated German IPO of the year, before plunging almost 14% in the first few minutes of trading. Despite the stumble, Rocket still raised 1.6 billion euros, a figure that would have been considered a huge success just a few months ago. Rocket is a venture capital firm and startup incubator, which is known for copying proven online business models and rapidly expanding them into underserved markets. None of the companies in Rocket's portfolio has turned a profit yet, but the firm's new investors are hoping that big returns are on the horizon.
And Facebook has apologized for a policy that requires users to state their real names on their profiles after an outcry from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual community. Gay rights activists say the real name policy can lead to harassment. Here's Rebecca Bowering from San Francisco.
In an attempt to crack down on impersonation and bullying, Facebook has until now required users to identify themselves using the same name as they have on a government-issued ID card. The LGBT community has long objected, saying the policy is unfair to transgender people, drag queens, political dissidents, and domestic violence survivors. Tensions rose recently after one Facebook user reported several hundred accounts as fake, without noticing the pattern of one individual targeting the LGBT community in particular. The social network then warned account owners they must change over to real names. Following pressure from activists and politicians, Facebook now says the spirit of its policy is that everyone should be able to use the authentic name they use in real life. It's working on a way to verify the identities of those who prefer to use pseudonyms.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.